This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته The holy month of Ramadan has a very special relationship with revelation, divine revelation. We learn from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that many of the holy books that were divinely revealed by Allah to his noble messengers, peace be upon them all, were actually revealed in the month of Ramadan. In one hadith recorded by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal in his Musnad, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that on the first night of Ramadan, the scriptures that were given to the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam were revealed. And on the sixth of Ramadan, the Torah was revealed to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And on the 13th of Ramadan, the Injil that was given to the Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was also revealed. And on the 24th of Ramadan, the Holy Quran was revealed. This hadith shows us very clearly the special relationship that exists between the month of Ramadan and divine revelation, be it the scriptures that were given to the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, or the Torah of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, or the Injil given to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, or the book chosen for us, the final revelation of the Holy Quran. Indeed, in the Quran itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the month of Ramadan only once in the entire Quran. And that is in a verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as I recited in the beginning, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدَى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ Allah says that month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed as a means of guidance for mankind and as clear proofs and evidences of guidance and of a distinguisher. If we ponder and reflect over this verse briefly, we realize that in the entire Quran Allah has only mentioned the month of Ramadan by name once, and that is in this verse. And Allah also ascribes its best nature and its greatness to the Holy Quran. So in order to prove, in order to show and exemplify the blessed and great nature of Ramadan, Allah says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, that month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. Thus we learn by inference from this verse that the month of Ramadan actually derives much of its blessing and its greatness not only from the obligation of fasting during its days, But more importantly, from the Holy Quran itself. The month of Ramadan has a very special relationship with the Holy Quran, and that is why in that famous long hadith of the sermon delivered by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the last day of Sha'ban, narrated by Sayyiduna Salman al-Farsi radiyallahu anhu and recorded by a number of authors in their books of hadith, including Imam Ibn Khuzaymah in his Sahih. As part of that sermon, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, يا أيها الناس قد أظلكم شهر عظيم شهر مبارك شهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر جعل الله الصيام نهاره فريضة وقيام ليله تطوعا. But O people, a great month has come upon you. A very blessed month. A month in which there is one night which is better than 1,000 nights. And Allah has made the fasting of its days an obligation upon you. And Allah has made the standing before Allah, i.e. with the recitation of the Qur'an, an optional act for you, a sunnah for you. So during the day, Allah has prescribed fasting for us in the month of Ramadan. And during the night, and also during the day, but more importantly during the night, Allah has prescribed the act of worship of the recitation of the Holy Qur'an for us. Because of this very deep nature, deep relationship, and this intricate and entwined relationship between the month of Ramadan and the Holy Qur'an. The hadith, the sermon also mentions the night of Qadr, that this is a month in which there is one night which is better than 1,000 months. And Allah Himself says that in Surah Al-Qadr, in which Allah says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. That indeed we have revealed the Holy Qur'an in the night of Qadr. And what do you know of the night of Qadr? It is one night which is better than 1,000 months. And again, the night of Qadr, which is so unique in the month of Ramadan, and which lends much of the greatness of Ramadan to the month, this night itself is blessed because Allah revealed the Holy Qur'an in this night. Now before I proceed, I'd just like to clarify one point, which may be a source of misunderstanding for some people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in various verses of the Qur'an that Allah has revealed the Holy Qur'an in the month of Ramadan, and in some verses, specifically in one night. The verse which I mentioned in the beginning, which I began commenting on briefly, is the one of Surah Al-Baqarah, in which Allah says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. That month of Ramadan in which the Holy Qur'an was revealed as a means of guidance and as clear proofs and evidences for mankind. Now, here Allah says in general that the Qur'an was revealed in the month of Ramadan. In Surah Al-Qadr, which I also recited a moment earlier, Allah says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Indeed, we have revealed the Qur'an in the night of Qadr. In the beginning of Surah Al-Dukhan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَامِيم وَالْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينِ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. حَامِيم, by the clear book, indeed we have revealed this book in a very blessed night. So in one verse Allah says, Allah has revealed the Qur'an in the month of Ramadan in general. And in these two verses, Allah says, Allah has revealed the Qur'an in a blessed night. Allah has revealed the Qur'an in the night of Qadr. Yet we know that the Qur'an was revealed gradually, in portions, over a period of 23 years. And the 23 years of revelation were not confined to the months of Ramadan in these respective years. Rather, the Qur'an was revealed on all occasions, at many different times, in many different places, other than the month of Ramadan. So, how are we to understand the revelation of the Holy Qur'an in the month of Ramadan specifically, and in the night of Qadr specifically, and reconcile that with the knowledge and understanding that we have that the Qur'an was revealed gradually over a lengthy period of 23 years? It's very simple. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already decreed the Qur'an, and the Qur'an was protected in the Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz, the protected tablet in the seventh heaven. Allah Himself says in the Holy Qur'an, Nay, bal huwa Qur'anun Majeed. Nay, this is a great and majestic book. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is protected in the Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz, in the protected tablet. So the Qur'an was already present in its complete, entire form in the protected tablet. When Allah declared the intention of revealing the Qur'an to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in preparation for that revelation, the Holy Qur'an was brought down by the angels, the guardian angels of the Qur'an, from the seventh heaven to the lowest heaven, in preparation for its ultimate revelation to the Holy Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's this revelation from the protected tablets in the seventh heaven to the lowest heaven that is being referred to in the beginning of Surah Al-Qadr and in the beginning of Surah Al-Dukhan, in which Allah says respectively, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Indeed, we have revealed the Qur'an in the nights of Qadr. And in Surah Al-Dukhan, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْمُبَارَكَةِ. Indeed, we have revealed the book in a blessed night. So this is the revelation that is being referred to in the night of Qadr specifically. In one go, in one night, the Holy Qur'an was transferred by the guardian angels from the protected tablet in the seventh heaven to the lowest heaven in preparation for its revelation to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the revelation that is being referred to in the night of Qadr. And the verse of Surah Al-Baqarah that speaks of the Qur'an being revealed in the month of Ramadan, it refers to both this revelation of the night of power from the seventh heaven, from the protected tablet to the lowest heaven. And it also refers to the fact that the Holy Qur'an, the first verses of the Qur'an were revealed first to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again in the month of Ramadan, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself says in the former hadith that I quoted from the Musnad of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. And Imam ibn Sa'd rahmatullahi alayhi has actually quoted a narration in which it's clearly stated that Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, when he first visited the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and delivered the first verses of the Holy Quran to him of Surah Iqra, in which he says, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, Surah Al-Alaq, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaq al-insana min alaq. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. These first verses were revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the month of Ramadan. So this is the revelation in the night of power specifically and generally in the month of Ramadan that is being referred to in these verses of the Quran. Once this had been accomplished, then the revelation continued throughout the 23 year period that we know of, at various times, in various locations, to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So going back to what I was saying earlier, the Holy Qur'an has a very special relationship with the month of Ramadan, and this is why we have been encouraged to recognize this and to increase our recitation, our tilawa of the Qur'an, and not just the recitation, but also its understanding and reflection upon the verses of the Qur'an, and ultimately the application of these verses in our practical lives. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself instated the sunnah of fasting during the day and of praying salah with the Holy Quran during the night. And in fact, the practice of reciting the Quran as much as possible, specifically in the month of Ramadan, more than any other month, was again a practice initiated by the Holy Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also by the Archangel Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, in a hadith related by both Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim, as well as other authors in their books of hadith. It is related from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma that he said, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس بالخير وكان أجود ما يكون في رمضان حين يلقاه جبريل وكان جبريل يلقاه في كل ليلة من رمضان فيدارسه القرآن فكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود من بالخير من الريح المرسلة أو كما قال ابن عباس فيما يروي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So سيدنا عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما says in this hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most generous of all people in giving of good. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was kinder and more generous than ever in the month of Ramadan, when Jibreel alaihi salatu wassalam would meet with him. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam would meet with him every night of Ramadan, فَيُدَارِسُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam would review the Qur'an with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thus, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would meet Jibreel alaihi salatu wasalam, he would become the most generous of all people in the giving of good, and he would become even more generous than the free blowing released wind. Now, a few things we can learn from this hadith. First of all, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would meet daily with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, especially in the month of Ramadan, for yudarisuhu al-Qur'an. They would rehearse the Qur'an. And the meaning of rehearsing the Qur'an here is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would recite one portion of the Qur'an to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would listen, and then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would recite one portion of the Qur'an, the same portion of the Qur'an, to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the noble Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam would listen attentively. And in this way, each would read to the other and listen to the same portion of the Qur'an on a daily basis in the month of Ramadan. Now, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would meet so regularly with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he would be so enlightened, so happy, so inspired, that generous though he was, and being the most generous of all mankind, on these occasions, he was even more generous than anyone could imagine. And the only parable that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma could strike, and the only example he could give and comparison he could make, was that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after encountering Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and having shared the company, this angelic and enlightened company of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, in the month of Ramadan, and having shared the Holy Quran with him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would become even more generous than he ever was, more generous than the free blowing unreleased wind. The wind, when it blows, affects everyone with good, and the wind, when it blows, when it's unrestricted, when it's uninhibited, when it's not stopped in any way, then this wind affects everyone with good, free, unreleased, unrestricted wind. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was described as being more generous than this wind. So that this practice, this sunnah of reciting the Holy Qur'an as excessively as possible in the month of Ramadan, this was a practice initiated and instated by none other than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. This is why we have Taraweeh at night, where the Holy Qur'an is completed. And in this manner, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would complete one Qur'an every Ramadan, specifically with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And in the penultimate year of his life, the final year of his life before he passed away, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam finally met Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and it was destined that he would not meet again with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam in the month of Ramadan the following year, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, just as he did i'tikaf for 20 days in that final year, similarly the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also completed two recitations of the Qur'an with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, rather than the one that he would normally do. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has again described this relationship between the Holy Qur'an and between fasting and the month of Ramadan, in a hadith related by many authors, including Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal in his Musnad. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that on the day of judgment, الصيام والقرآن يشفعان للعبد يوم القيامة. فيقول الصيام إي ربي منعته من الطعام والشهوة فشفعني فيه ويقول القرآن إي ربي منعته من النوم في الليل فشفعني فيه قال فيشفعان. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that on the day of reckoning, both fast, the fast and the Holy Quran, they will intercede on behalf of a servant before Allah. The fast will say, "Oh Allah, I prevented him from his food, drink, and other desires during the day. Therefore, accept my intercession on his behalf." And the Quran will say, "Oh Allah, at night I prevented him from resting and sleeping through the tilawah, through my tilawah and my recitation. Therefore, O Allah, grant me intercession on his behalf and accept my intercession." Qal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Fayashaffa'an," both the intercession of the Qur'an as well as the fast will be accepted by Allah on behalf of this fasting, reciting person. So again, we learn of the unique relationship between the holy month of Ramadan, fasting, and the Qur'an. And indeed, we have been encouraged to recite as much as possible throughout the year from Allah's holy book, not just the recitation, but also reflection and pondering of its verses, but more so in Ramadan than at any other time of the year. And this was also the practice of many of our earlier scholars and leaders of this ummah. There are countless examples of how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and those who followed them would recite as much Qur'an as possible. It's related from Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi that he would complete 60 complete recitations of the Qur'an in the month of Ramadan. It is also related to Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi. According to one narration, he would complete 40 complete recitals of the Holy Qur'an in the month of Ramadan, and according to another narration, he would complete 60. So these are just two examples, one of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, one of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, and there are other similar examples. Even in this day and age, alhamdulillah, there are many servants of Allah, both men and women, who follow this sunnah and example and who devote their time to the recitation of the Holy Quran as much as possible in this blessed month. Because of its unique nature, we should strive to become one of these people who fast during the day and as part of their good deeds and activity, not only during the day but also at night, recite as much Qur'an as possible. There are many virtues and blessings of reciting the Qur'an, and I will leave these virtues and blessings and address them on another occasion, insha'Allah. But for now, I just wanted to focus and concentrate on this unique relationship between the month of Ramadan and the Holy Qur'an. And one of the reasons for this unique relationship is that Allah has created us from the dust of the earth, and that means that our nourishment and sustenance must also come from the dust of the earth. Our food, our drink, which we derive from crops and vegetation, and even water, all come from the earth. But Allah has created our ruh, our soul, from the heavens. Allah has created our spirit from a divine origin. And therefore our spirit is celestial, it's heavenly, and it comes from an origin and a source other than the body and the flesh of the body that we carry. Therefore the nourishment of the ruh and the spirit must also come from a divine celestial source. And there we have it. For the body and flesh that rise from the earth, the nourishment also comes from the earth. But for the ruh, the spirit, which is celestial and heavenly and divine in its origin, the nourishment also comes from the heavens. And that nourishment for the ruh and the spirit, especially in the month of Ramadan, is the Holy Quran. So let us recognize the special relationship between the Qur'an, fasting, and the holy month of Ramadan, as Allah himself has described in the Qur'an, and as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described in many ahadith. And recognizing this relationship, let us increase our striving and during the month, and increase our tilawah, our recitation of the Qur'an. And not just the recitation, but also let us try to increase the time that we devote to being able to understand the meaning and the message of the Qur'an and of what Allah is actually saying to us, because this will allow us to understand what is required of us and how we should live as Muslims and act upon the Qur'an in its entirety during this month, and not just partially and selectively. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us all the tawfiq and divinely inspires us to make the most of this month of Ramadan. And I pray that Allah grants us all the tawfiq to understand what has been said and to act upon it, and to increase our tilawah and our understanding, our recitation and our pondering and reflecting over the verses of the Holy Qur'an, and that Allah enables us not just to understand but to implement what we learn. May Allah grant us the tawfiq. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala abdihi wa rasulih nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I'm